It doesn't.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
Love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKUT 94.3 FM.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the morning detour show.
Tu m'aurais fait compter si j'avais rien dans les poches. J'ai dû quitter le quartier pour tes yeux sur moi se posent. Besoin de 5 pierres pour sale boulot. Pour Chanel bag, j'ai fait ce qu'il faut. T'es mes doutes, c'est toi le bourreau. J'ai le cœur en mandat dépôt. Bébé, moi j'ai plus rien à perdre. Ici bas sans toi, ça devient la merde. Oh. Bébé, moi j'ai plus rien à perdre. Ton sourire avant la tempête. Oh. Toi t'es pas comme les autres, tu m'as qui mes défauts. Sans toi je remets le moteur à zéro. Toi t'es pas comme les autres, tu m'as qui mes défauts. Sans toi je remets le moteur à zéro. Avec toi je fais le tour du monde. Il suffira de t'attirer moi. Avec toi je fais le tour du monde. Il suffira de t'attirer moi.
Mon bébé moi j'ai rien à perdre. Ni ta grand-mère si tu mens. Laisse tomber. Si j'apprends t'as déjà fait la terre, on peut faire le tour du globe. Je peux exaucer tous tes vœux. On verra tes cheveux débordés du toit du féfé. Mais faut que tu me fasses un minimum confiance. On ira pas loin si t'écoutes les gens. Il faut que tu me fasses un minimum confiance. Si t'écoutes les gens.
Bébé, moi j'ai plus rien à perdre.
Bébé, moi j'ai plus rien à perdre.
Ici bas sans toi ça devient la merde.
Oh.
Bébé, moi j'ai plus rien à perdre.
Bébé, moi j'ai plus rien à perdre.
Ton sourire avant la tempête.
Avant la tempête. Oh.
Toi t'es pas comme les autres, tu m'as qui mes défauts. Sans toi je remets le moteur à zéro. Toi t'es pas comme les autres, tu m'as qui mes défauts. Sans toi je remets le moteur à zéro. Avec toi je fais le tour du monde. Il suffira de t'attirer moi. Avec toi je fais le tour du monde. Il suffira de t'attirer moi. Je voulais seulement viser la lune. Mais je me retrouve si bien sous terre.
No pandemic could stop this DJ. It's Matty Fellow.
City, you guys already know what we're doing this morning. This is the most controversial, polarizing, morning show in the country. This is the Mighty CKUT. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser. Much y'all, Kobe Bryant, they know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. I'm alongside the Nigerian princess, the featured presentation. The doors only go up. Lambo's in the building with us, yeah. You already know on Monday, we voting provincial elections. This is the politics as usual episode. You know, we got a few people coming by. You know, we know a few people. You know, only the leader of the Quebec Liberal Party, Dominican Glass, coming up next. You know, we have Bonnie Fagenbaum, conservative. Let me turn you up here. Let me turn you up here, Lambo. Let them hear the laugh. The laugh is $250,000. You'll be able to use it for a whole year. That's how we're going to market the Lambo laugh this morning. Montreal, this is big.
It is. It's huge.
Our whole province is in a bad state. We have a housing issue.
Yeah.
We have a labor shortage. Mm-hmm. Our nurses are burnt out. Our professional doctors are leaving the province. There's 1.5 million people without a family doctor. Mm-mm. And what about the old people, Lambo? We treat our First Nations like third-class citizens, but they First Nations.
And this is their land.
Do you believe there's villages and communities in the indigenous people, amongst indigenous people that don't have running water?
It's ridiculous.
This is Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
We got so much fire in so much different places, Lambo. I don't know. I don't know if there's a plan. I don't know if there's a politician that could take out all these fires at once.
Mm-mm.
But you know, this is the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Make sure you catch us on Twitch, on YouTube, on Facebook, Detour 504. And of course, per usual, we're coming to you live from the best hip hop at leisure store. They'll know about that one, Lambo, at leisure. We got to put them up on that. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks, 6714 Fielding, DGKicks.com. Everything you need from sneakers to jeans, electronic vehicles. We even sell speakers. We got TVs. Shondell's the man, man. I appreciate Shondell. We're doing big things this morning. A lot of security.
Kind of different. A lot of police.
My mom told me my shirt was ironed. Because, you know, sometimes you take the, you know, your clothes out the cleaners. You put in the closet, might get a little rougher. I want to make sure my lines are straight. So Miss Anglade could know, you know, we got, you know, we may be hip-hop. We may be hood, but we still got a little bit of class. This morning, DJ Maddie and the Ones and Twos, our musical director. You know, let's play a little corn pie. You know how we're doing. Haitian things. Montreal, I see the scouts.
No pandemic could stop this, DJ. It's Maddie Phillip. Maddie Phillip, you're on fire.
Mix. Hey, can you have Haitian rice this early in the morning? Oh, yes, I can. Oh, yes, I can. Ambition, l'union fait la force. Big up Saint-Michel, Dagenel, Laval, P9. Bois de Filion, I see you. HB, let go.
Je cours après nous, toi tu passes tout le temps à me
Montreal, my city, Montreal, my city on Monday. So crucial on Monday. So crucial on Monday. We have to go out there and vote. We have to go out there and vote. These people are impacting our lives on so many different levels. We have issues with climate change, and we got some of the worst hospital system in the world right now. It's a really, really bad place, man. Our elected officials are so important. We're voting for MNAs. Typical to, like, in the states where they have a senator or a congressman, and these people will represent you at the National Assembly, comparable to the states, the, you know, Congress, right? So this is so evident. Man, so much parties. Me and Lama are going to talk to, we'll talk about it in later on a little bit. But some people want to raise the daycare thing too. So much things, man. How could there be so much fire, so much different places, Lambo, man? This morning, it's the Morning Detours, our politics episode. We have Quebec Liberal Party leader, Dominique Anglade, coming up next. Then a little bit after 8:05, we have Bonnie Feigenbaum. She's running from Darcy McGee. And at 8:30, we have Mr. Balarama Holness, new leader of a new party, Bloc Montréal. They need to flood the streets with T-shirts. Yeah. But we're going to get informed this morning. This is not CNN. We ain't going to hold nobody to no debate. No. But there's a few things I think is important, like Bill 96, healthcare, indigenous people, and policing. I think these things are important. But it doesn't mean these other things aren't important. But, you guys, you know how things go. We have limited time in the morning with these elected officials. But at least we'll get some answers and help you guys, the listener, do a more informed decision on Monday. Make sure you guys go on and vote, man. Some of y'all ain't check your mail. I see y'all in my building. Y'all ain't open the mail at night. You know the electoral mail. How's it work in Pancor, Lambo?
Same thing. We got all the mail that came in. Some of my family members voted early because they knew who they wanted to vote on based on policies. And people need to understand that October 3rd really dictates a lot, and that every vote counts. If you have anybody in your household who is 18 years and older, if you have children that are 18 years and older, you need to sit down with them and let them know that their future is important, your future is important. You need to get out there and vote. You need to understand what these candidates stand for. Everybody's complaining about Legault and what he's not doing, the promises that he's made that he hasn't upkept. But by looking at the polls, people are still voting for him because people are not coming out to vote for other leaders. You need to get out there and vote. I mean, you have a day off of work. There's no school on Monday. So there's no excuse. Get off your butt and go vote.
I think on Monday and Wednesday. That'll be a good look. But yeah, it's important too. And also, you know, we're going to talk about it. We're going to play one more song. We'll talk about it a little, you know, on top of the morning here. But when you look for an elected official, when you're voting for a politician, we have to get out of this mindset where I need my politician to check off all of my boxes. There's no politician that's going to blank. We have too much fires to put out, Lambo. We have childcare, cost of living, education, environment. Like, we're not even covering Bill 21 this morning, you know, with our guests. You know, we have a housing issue, immigration. We need workers. We have a labor shortage. Exactly. But then you have Bill 96, and then you have Bill 21. So Bill 96 impedes a lot of immigrants from working, but we have a labor shortage, so make it make sense.
But then also, the immigrants had to have been living in Canada for at least 6 months to qualify to be able to work here, to get a work permit or a work visa. So all of these things and all these bills, they're all clashing.
And something that's close to Lambeau's heart, we have long-term care. We have a large group of baby boomers now, so there's going to be a gap in the labor force, and who's going to take care of these baby boomers?
Exactly.
And of course, policing. And of course, you know, the underbelly, the elephant in the room, the language. Bill 96 is so important. And something that we don't talk about enough on the show is Bill C-10, which is the censorship bill.
Exactly.
Where they want to make everything Canadian content. Where they're basically trying to get rid of shows like The Morning Detour, of places like CKUT 90.3 FM.
Exactly.
So let's play one more song. And when we come back, we'll open up the show. Next week is our 4-year anniversary of The Morning Detour. Ooh. Uh-oh. Oh, you know. Oh, I seen her. I seen her last Saturday, boy. The girl, Mihaly, you know she's half Irish and Jamaican. And British, it's a beautiful thing, man. Mihaly are one of the most organically nice celebrities I've ever met, man. Great timing. She had a dope concert at TD Stage last Saturday. Big up to Warner Music, my man Donald. Yo, I saw Butcher T, me, Butcher T, Ricky D, and the boys. We're there chopping it up, man. It's good to finally be a part of the elite. At least I'm in that cabal. You know what I mean? On the English side, I'm in that cabal. Still waiting to get into the Haitian cabal, but I still mess with Dice B. I still mess with Renzel. So I know good people, man. It's the Morning Detour. Keep it locked, man.
There's only one more chaser. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs,
but my only drug is hip hop.
You love it. It's the Morning Detour with Ryan CKT 90.3 FM.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
No pandemic could stop this DJ. It's Matty Phillip.
Keep me in the bedroom, baby, always. I've been thinking about.
Phillip on the Morning Detour. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Okay. Montreal, my city. Good morning. 7:18 in the morning. Lambo, Nigerian princess in the building. Are you loud enough, Lambo?
I'm loud enough. Everybody can hear me. They're going to hear me today.
Oh, boy. As you guys saw on social media, we have our big political episode. This is Politics as Usual. On Monday, we are voting provincially. MNAs for your different boroughs are going to represent you at the National Assembly. Also, too, there might be a new premier. Last week, Dominique Anglade, Quebec leader, liberal leader of the Quebec Liberal Party, she was leading the CAQ. This week, Legault was leading. Lambo, where are we at recently with Legault and the polls and the CAQ and the Liberals? What's everybody saying right now?
Well, this is what it's saying. It says the new Quebec election polls 2022, the CAQ will win, but Legault's party is losing momentum. So that's what they're saying.
Oh, these next 4 days are going to be so... No, these next 3 days. These next three days are going to be so important.
People need to get out and vote. I don't want to hear any excuses. Like, I want to see people... I didn't vote early on purpose because I actually want to go on the 3rd and see who's coming out, see who's voting. And I want to see the people because we need to go out and vote. It's very, very important that on October 3rd, you get out and vote. There's no excuse. Kids have no school. Most people don't have any work.
Talk to me.
You know, you need to get out and vote, especially our community. We get lazy to go out and vote because we'll say, you know what, our vote doesn't matter.
Everything counts, man. You know, you've seen a lot of elections come down to some, you know, numbers. Obviously, we don't understand the numbers, but, you know, we'll get a little better understanding this morning. Now, we have Bonnie Feigenbaum after 8 o'clock. She's representing the Conservative Party. She's doing Darcy McGee, which is Hampstead, Kotzenluk, and parts of Côte d'Ivoire. We have Balarama Holness. He's Bloc Montréal. He's representing NDG. And he's also the leader of Bloc Montréal, new party. They're the underdog. did a cry in the back of the Quebec Liberals. You know, when we have them on the line, I'm going to tell them, you've had the line of the campaign. Mm-hmm. Liberals have been around 150 years. Yep. You've been around 150 days. I thought that was a great line. You should put it on a T-shirt. But, and of course, when we kick off the show, this is probably one of the biggest moments on the Morning Detour. They said community radio will never look like this before. They told me when I came here I couldn't do things like this. They said, well, I'm going to bring the hottest and most popular people from all different industries to come down to the show. So this morning, in a few minutes, in a while, she didn't pull up yet, but security definitely pulled up. Shout out to the SQ keeping us safe down here at DG Kicks. But we have the first black woman to lead a provincial party in Quebec, the first person of Haitian descent to be a cabinet minister in Canada. We have the Honorable Quebec Liberal leader, Dominique Anglade, coming on the show. So she's coming to the hood, you know what I mean? We'll talk a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about Bill 96, healthcare, Indigenous people, policing. Maybe she might play a game with Limbo. I don't know. We'll see what's going on. What's the morning detour? So before we get to all that, how was your week, Limbo? I know you've been busy. I know everybody's been hanging. I see your photo shoot. Look, can we get some jokes off early?
Some jokes.
Okay, let's get some jokes off. Okay, so what's going through your head, right? I saw the post of you lying down on the floor.
On the rug.
I'm gonna pass a law. I'm gonna tell Domenica I'm glad when she's elected, you are not allowed to wear nude no more.
Why?
You are not allowed to wear nude no more. You're not allowed to wear nude no more. I don't want no Limbo. No, this is very suggestive. You know what? I'm gonna go on Instagram right now. I'm gonna report you. I don't think your post is following the standard. Like, yo,
it is.
I'm sick and tired of you people with the blue check. You guys get away with murder. But beautiful things. What I like about you, Limbo, is how you're so forefront with your brand. You didn't wait to bring in models. You say, you know what, I still look good. Mm-hmm. You're a hot 36. You say, I still look good. I have my eco-sustainable swimwear bag. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I brought in the models. The models are there.
I'm going to report you.
Leave me alone.
I'm going to report you. As soon as I saw it, I was starting to get nervous. There's a lot of police. Are they going to quarter off the block?
Because I was wearing nude. I get it.
Listen, man. You know what'd be funny? Like, we got SQ Secret Service here in front of us. You know, they're standing outside. Two jokes. First of all, it's cold as hell outside.
So
kudos to, they can get them a North Face coat or something. I don't know what's going on. And say too, you know, it'd be crazy if the Secret Service here had earpieces listening to the show as we do it, right?
Be something.
Hopefully, Dominican Glass listening on her way. And, you know, we're feeling mixy this morning. We're feeling excitable. It just sucks we can't drink with everybody. You know, it's election time. Everything's going on. But, I want to take a moment right now. We'll take a moment real quick right now, you know, before we get into all the festivities. Today is a special day. Today is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. So each year on September 30th marks the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. The day honors the children who never return home and survivors of residential school, as well as their families and communities. Public commemoration of the tragic and painful history and ongoing impacts of residential schools is a vital component of the reconciliation process. So if you don't remember, there's a commission that estimated that 4,100 students had died or gone missing from the residential schools and demanded that the government account for all those children. It did not, however, definitely say how many had disappeared. So now I don't think I'm going off the hill there. I definitely think that number is way, way much, much more higher.
Yeah.
And even that situation, like, it happened, it went, they found the bodies, and it kind of got quiet.
Yeah.
It kind of got quiet. You know, why is there more conversation? Like, what happened with this? You know what I mean? But yet, there's some political parties, and, you know, we're going to give them some pushback this morning. They want to do an inquiry into the handling of the pandemic of the healthcare system during the pandemic.
Yeah.
For what? Give me the money, I'll give you the answer. It was horrible. But, you know, we weren't prepared for something like this before, or were we? You know, we did have Ebola and SARS. I don't know. But we weren't here. But it's discussing the way we treat our First Nations, our indigenous people. And I'd like to take a moment of silence right now, National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, for all those kids that never made it home. Yeah, man, it's tough. Oh, yeah, and you got to wear orange today. Today's orange shirt day. You got to wear orange. Get your orange glasses on.
Thanks,
you watch this one. Nah. That's the first car. They never in the first car, Labo. They're never in the first car. This is crazy. This is a big moment. She look good in person, too.
Yes.
She look good in person, too. That's what's up. So if you're new to the game, there's five major parties. That, it's actually a little bit more than that, but the notable ones that are running. So you have the... You have the Coalition Avenir Quebec, that's leader François Legault. You have Quebec Liberal Party leader Dominique Anglade.
That's
you have
right.
Parti Québécois with leader Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon.
Mm-hmm.
You have Quebec Solidaire leader Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois. And you have Quebec Conservative leader Éric Duhaime-Posé.
Mm-hmm.
So five choices there. They have a lot of candidates and, you know, MNA representatives all over the city. So, you know, definitely get informed. If you're not informed, CBC has some great articles on all the parties.
Yep.
But Lambo, pick one. Pick one that we're not doing. You know, let's see if you got some parties. Yo, she's looking at the shoes.
She likes the shoes.
Everybody comes to DJ Kids like, oh, she's
for
looking
the
at the
shoes.
Which one do you want to do? What jumped out to you from the five different parties, different things that are happening?
Let me see. My goodness, there's so much that these parties are doing. And let me see what we're going to...
A lot of them want to, in terms of policing, a lot of them want to... Give police more money and also put more police in the streets. And
that's,
I'm just like,
that's a big problem to give them more money.
You know, could we bring back the conversation about body cams and what about desensitization courses? You know, I mean, these guys are not connecting with the visible minorities around the city. Let me do.
Definitely healthcare. Healthcare is extremely important. We're gonna talk about that.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna talk about that. Yeah.
because it's extremely immigration policies, because as we know, a lot of Ukrainian people are actually coming into Canada. There's been issues with that. Many other people coming to these to our country from other countries.
Right.
And it's been an issue. We do need specific workers to be here. Even though we have a labor shortage, we need to find a way to allow people to do the jobs that some people don't want to do. Because in different countries, people are willing to work. Because in their country, you know, circumstances are difficult. They send money back to their country. So we need to allow, you know, immigrants to come here and be able to work. Our country was built on immigrants.
Yeah, our country. And also to add on that too, for our immigrants, our professionals, we need a better, faster, more efficient system in terms of transferring their credentials.
Exactly.
You know, some people are chemists and engineers and doctors in the country, and over here, oh, we don't recognize that. But what?
They can't even pick up garbage here.
Yeah, they can't. that kind of system needs to be fixed as well. And also, how do you feel about the fact that we have a threshold in terms of how many immigrants every province gets?
It's ridiculous.
It's
ridiculous.
But the flip side of that, it can get kind of crazy, right? Like, we can't just keep the borders open? Like, does this club called Quebec, does it have a capacity limit? That's what's going on. Let's talk about intimate partner violence. So I think you'll be more versed on this. So over the last 2 years, been a lot of femicide, a lot of violence towards women by their spouse and their partner. And a lot of money's been said to be allocated. Do you know a little bit more about that? Like, what they're trying to do?
Well, yes. As most people know, during the time of the femicides, I was leading a lot of the marches and talking about it as a domestic abuse survivor. I actually called Legault out because of the fact that he put in $285 million into creating programs and services. And I called it programs and services is because of the fact that there's no change. The femicides are still going up. Women are still dying. Kids are also being murdered by their fathers. Okay. Now, this is an issue where we're injecting all of this money, but nobody's changing legislation. And in order to be able to protect individuals going through domestic violence, men and women going through domestic violence, you have to change legislation. And my issue has been, I've been calling it out. What are we doing? Can I see where the money's going? Being a domestic abuse survivor, I already see the lack. Where is the issue?
Yeah.
I've been asking for the numbers, and he's not showing the numbers. As usually, he doesn't show numbers for anything.
He's like the Canadian Trevor Tombaugh Legault, right?
Pretty much. But the problem is here is that in order to change it, we have to change legislation. But where's this money going? Okay, we're creating... Why are we creating more shelters? Because if we're creating more shelters, it means that we're not suppressing the issue.
That's suppressing the issue. It's like, okay, we're going to create more safe havens for you battered women to go. So the CAC, they want to give 11 police forces more than $3 million over 3 years to help them support victims of intimate partner violence and better monitor offenders. So you're going to give the police more money so they can monitor better. When the Quebec Liberal Party, the PLQ, would amend the Victims of Crime Act to include a retroactive clause for victims of crimes against a person, such as victims of sexual exploitation.
Well, listen, when you go through domestic violence, myself, I went through sexual assault. I was a victim of sexual assault, of battery. And when you go through these kind of things, I mean, giving the police more money is not what we need. What we need to do is change the legislation so that police can actually enforce different laws. The laws are not put in place to protect the victims a lot of the time. And if we don't change the legislation, all of this money that they're injecting isn't going to help, because the femicides are still happening. We just had a femicide on the 25th. Another 36-year-old woman lost her life. Why is it that every single week we have 1 to 2 deaths that are still occurring?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous because of the fact that nothing is changing. And we need to really look at that. That is something that we really need to understand and we need to change, because this is getting out of hand. Domestic violence and the laws in Quebec have been the same since I went through it in 1996.
And nothing's
changed. It's still the same. Legislation has made little slight modifications, but there's not much that's changed.
Oh, man. It's crazy, man. So Montreal, my city, on Monday, we are voting provincially for our MNAs to represent our different boroughs. And they're going to represent you at the National Assembly. We're trying to get a little bit better informed. So we have a Conservative Party member. We have the Quebec Liberal Party leader, Dominic Anglade, coming up next. And we also have Bloc Montréal leader, Balaram Mahonis, coming up at 11:30. This is the best morning show in the country. I promise you. It's the MyCKT 9.3 FM. DJ Maddie. You know how we do. We'll be right back.
pandemic could stop this DJ. It's Matty Phillip. Matty Phillip.
Musical ID. MLR Beats.
Alex Beats. Alex Beats.
Whoa!
Ça fait des mois qu'on a refait nos lives. Toi tu voulais que je reste tranquille. Moi avec toi j'ai perdu beaucoup trop de time. C'est ce que je pensais avant ma nouvelle vie. Je me suis mis avec une autre. Tes sentiments sont là mais faut que je laisse tomber. Car elle n'est pas comme toi. Elle ne sait rien faire comme toi. On m'a dit ne compare pas la femme que tu as avec la femme que t'avais avant. On m'a dit ne prends aucune décision à chaud et qu'il ne fait pas ça, s'il te plaît, prends-le. Si je me suis barré, c'est ta faute. Tu m'as fait du sale, mais je donnerai tout pour rentrer. Ne reviens pas comme toi.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the morning one more show.
Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, 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 yes. Montreal, my city.
Good morning.
Oh, bro. I thought this was never going to happen. Shout out to Maggie for putting this thing together. We send emails, we send press kits. We never know who's going to come. Oh, boy. Let's intro this woman right here, the honorable here. She's the first black woman to lead a provincial party in Quebec. She's the first person of Haitian descent to be a cabinet minister in Canada. I'd like to introduce her to the morning detour. Quebec Liberal leader, Dominique Anglade. How are you doing, Ms. Anglade, this
I'm
morning?
Doing well, and I'm so happy to be with you this morning.
<laughs> It's great to see you.
And the place is great as well.
Like it's really I was just about to say that. You're looking at the shoes. Did you see one that you like?
Yes, many. Like, which one did I... I was looking at it from outside, and I'm like, I like this one, the green and the pink, and the green and the green and the yellow. Yeah.
Yeah, so welcome to the morning detour. So on Monday, everyone's supposed to go out in Quebec and vote for this provincial election that's happening. And we'll open up here. How has the campaign been for you thus far?
So it's been a really good campaign. We started off with like a few issues that we started off with, but at the end of the day, we were able to present all the ideas of a renewed Liberal Party, meeting with a lot of people realizing as well that the current government like is not doing it, is really dividing people. And we've been saying this all along, but I think it's getting obvious to people that we need to unite each other. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to stop dividing Quebecers between French and English and indigenous people and the rest, and all this immigrant versus non-immigrant. And this is really hurting Quebec right now. Yeah. And we want to change that. Like, as Liberals, we want to change that and want to make sure that everybody feels that they have a voice.
No, definitely. So on Monday, when Quebecers go to the poll, why should they vote Liberal? You know, why should they check off that box?
Because we are the only party that stood up against the government regarding Bill 21, regarding Bill 96. We voted against both bills. Because we really want to make sure that everybody has a voice, has a say, the only Federalist Party, and really focusing on the issues that are at stake. People have a hard time making ends meet. People have a hard time like paying rent, choosing between paying rent and their groceries and putting food on the table. And we have real solutions that are long-lasting solutions for everybody.
Okay. Now, I want to know, you know, pull back the curtain for me. You know, let's be honest. I've been talking about this for a while. I said, when I get a real politician on show, I want to know, within the province of Quebec, is the French language truly under attack? Or is this like some kind of linguistic boogeyman created by the CAQ to divide people?
No, I think it's true that we always have to think about the French language because we're 2% in North America. So there's always going to be a need to promote and protect the French language. Mm. But we can do this together. We don't have to divide the Quebecers. And it's not the fault of the specific people that they're pointing that François Legault is pointing at and saying it's the fault of the English speakers or the immigrants. That has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
And we can all come together. When I meet with the English-speaking community, like they all want to like get involved, make sure that French is spoken. But at the end of the day, why do we need to divide each other on those issues?
See, I love that because, you know, about division, it's like in my household, I'm multilingual. I'm Ukrainian, Nigerian. We speak English, we speak French, we speak Russian. And I love the fact that you mentioned that there's so much division. We need to bring communities and people together. It's so important to do that. You know, I've been following your career for a very long time and watching that everything that you do. I'm just proud to see a black woman being a part of this and doing this and having such a voice because it's very hard in a political form where it's very male dominated.
You're right because politics is still like it's still male dominated.
Yeah.
And we don't see as much diversity as we should. Like if you look at the candidates from the Liberal Party, you will see 30%. It's significant. 30% that are coming from visible minorities. Mm. So I was really happy in this election to see that people decided to raise their hand and said, okay, Dominique is going. Why shouldn't I be running? Yeah. Like, Madoua Cadet in Bourassa Sauvé, and she's
show,
a phenomenal woman and a black woman. And I'm like, yes. And at the same time, it's not exclusive. We have Désirée Maigre here in MDG. Like, great women deciding to run. I'm like, I'm so excited. This is great. You know, people can hear my pointing.
Is it the early recruitment for Labo?
It is recruitment all the time when you see great people.
But if she runs for politics, she can't use Atlanta. She has to use Lambo. I want to see the posters that say Lambo on it.
That's my nickname here.
Now, Ms. Anglade, let me know if I'm wrong, because I'm taking this from the CBC website in terms of what all the parties were doing. It said that if elected, this is my question to you, why would the Liberal Party solely amend several provisions in Bill 96 opposed to just simply abolishing the bill altogether?
Oh, simply because... So first of all, we're going to repeal the non-withstanding clause, fix the issues around healthcare, and fix the issues around immigration.
Okay, so you guys are going to repeal it.
We're going to fix all... Because it's a flawed bill. It's a flawed bill that needs to be fixed.
100%.
We want to keep the elements around... free classes, free English classes, free French classes, to people that need this on everywhere in Quebec. So there are elements that are positive. The only thing is, like, all the other ones are just terrible. And that's where we just need to remove them. We just need to repeal those and fix that bill.
Well, you heard her say it. I just want her to say it. Someone can say no. Lambo.
Yeah, when it comes to policing, my question is for you. If elected... your party would increase the number of police officers. How would you justify this action when Indigenous and Black people are being stopped more than their counterparts, their Caucasian counterparts?
So many things about this. Mm-hmm. First of all, we need to address the issue of systemic racism. The first thing we need to do is to say, hey, it does exist. Mm-hmm. Let's recognize it. Let's move forward. Yeah. One of the key issues right now is it's not recognized at all by François Legault, and it's really dividing the population on this topic that is really important. Mm-hmm. Secondly, yes, increase police forces, but increase prevention, increase support to communities, to organizations that are working with the communities. And we know that these organizations desperately need more money, but not only more money, like more people, because the last two years have been extremely hard on those organizations. So we need to do both at the same time. And if I think of my own writing, you have police forces that are really involved in the community. Mm-hmm. You know, when you talk about uniting each other, like doing, like, this is what we need to do. recognizing that we have systemic racism, discrimination, and that we need to work on this together as well. That's how I would approach it.
I do have an in-between question, because we were having this discussion that Weezy brought up that's extremely important. I'm a domestic abuse survivor. I was out during the rally during the femicides. I led one of the marches during the femicides for Rebecca Harry. I shared my journey and my story of abduction and survival. Now, the issue that I'm having, that I've been calling Lergo out for many, many years on national television, written him letters on, you're injecting $285 million into programs and services, but you're not changing legislation, because we have to change legislation in order to arm the police to be able to come in and protect the victims. What is your plan in being able to change, you know, what's happening as far as legislation goes and the program services and allocating budgets towards protecting women, because we're still losing a lot of women.
We're still losing a lot of women, and we're losing them despite the fact, if I think of the latest situation we had, the latest tragedy we had, despite the fact that they go to the police, despite the fact that they find a shelter, despite the fact that they go to the CLSA and they say, you know, I need help, and still you see women being killed, being abused. So absolutely, like, if anything we can do to move forward in terms of legislation, anything we can do to support women, anything that we that needs to be taken care of, we should totally doing this. And you will find a strong voice in myself, like, leading this, because that's why we also need women in politics. Women in politics, they bring a different perspective, they bring an understanding of what's going on. I don't have your history, but I can tell you one thing, like, the environment that we're creating is an environment where we're going to have people that can speak up about those things. I was talking this week to Brigitte Garceau, who is one of our candidates. She spent decades being involved with women in domestic abuse. So there are many, many voices that are going to be able to speak up for women.
I'm so happy to hear that.
No, listen, I speak up, man.
It's been a plight for me for a long time, trying to understand what's happening to women, and we're seeing women being murdered. And since I was telling Weezy, I said, since 1996, when I went through domestic violence, legislation hasn't changed, and I've been fighting and using my voice to try and educate people and trying to educate politicians to say, listen, I'm a survivor. I know what's lacking in the system, because I went through the system. I was turned away by shelter several occasions with my son in my arms. So we need to be able to create the change. I'm a survivor, and we need to show women that you can survive this.
This is to women like you. Should be like, that's why we need them to run in politics.
That's what we absolutely
need to do. And you know, the current situation, labor shortage. We don't have enough people. Organizations are really lacking people, and what that does is the women are really supporting the social net that we have, and they are the ones hurting right now. So this leads to also more stress, more violence, more domestic violence.
Right?
Like, it's a vicious cycle that we have to break. Right.
So we polled our community and our listeners in terms of what topic was the most important to them, and healthcare was the number one. She just said, it's very surprising. 1.5 million people don't have a family doctor. Quebec has one of the lowest population-based hospital capacities amongst G7 countries. We have a surgery backlog. Like, it's mind-boggling. In a developed country, over 150,000 people are waiting surgeries. That's why, like, when I read that, you know, that tells me that's someone that can die right now because they didn't get the surgery on time. That's scary.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are worried about healthcare. I know the Quebec Liberal Party, you guys have a lot of ideas, but let's start here. Is our Quebec health system, healthcare system, is it truly broken, or can we fix this, and how?
Well, there's many elements that are broken. Absolutely. I mean, you name them all, basically.
Yeah.
But yes, it can be fixed if you have the vision and if you have the ambition to fix it. Right now, like back in 2018, there were 400,000 Quebecers waiting for a family doctor. Now, as you said, it's over 1 million people right now waiting for a family doctor. And François Legault is saying, you know, that's life. You know, just we can't fix it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try to find different ways. Mm-hmm. And I totally disagree with that. We have people that have chronic diseases.
Yeah.
We have people that live with mental issues, mental health issues. Mm-hmm. They need to see somebody. They need to be taken care of by a family doctor
right now.
Yeah. But we can do this by not only increasing the number of doctors and nurses that we have, but also recognizing diplomas, allocating doctors differently in the territory of Quebec, making sure that you have activities that are currently being done by family doctors in hospital that would be done in a clinical environment. So there are many steps that we can take. But in order to do this, you have to have a political will to make it happen. And now what I see is not only he doesn't want to do it, he's talking about introducing a private in mm-hmm. the whole system. Yeah. It is terrible. We're never going to get to it if we don't have the ambition to fix it, and we have all the ideas.
Okay, I thought it was a tax issue. I didn't know it was just an ambition thing. I have a lot of friends that are nurses. They want me to ask you, because in your party said if you're elected, you would eliminate mandatory overtime for nurses, and that's a big deal for our nurses. So I want you to expand on that. And also, you're going to reduce staff patient ratios. So if you could elaborate on that a little bit for us.
It's actually nice the way you brought it up, because you said like eliminating the overtime that's mandatory and the ratio of number of patients to practitioners. That's exactly what we have to do. We presented a bill 2 years ago where we said we need to have those ratios implemented and at the same time eliminating the overtime, the mandatory overtime. But you have to do both. You have to send the message that you know where you're headed, that the conditions are going to be improved, mm-hmm. that you pass a bill where you say, like, if you are a nurse, you don't have to work with more than so many patients, and then you eliminate at the same time the overtime that's mandatory. Women are desperately supporting on our healthcare system right now, and it's going crazy.
Yeah.
So if you're not doing this, they're just going to keep leaving the our institutions, and with the results that you see today.
We can't keep no professionals here.
Political will to fix it, passing a bill around the ratios, making sure that we can at the same time eliminate the mandatory overtime.
My question for you is about the indigenous people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, today?
Yeah, that's very important.
We were in orange. Truth and reconciliation.
My sister came.
It's a very important day. My great-grandfather was Cree. So, you know, when I look at indigenous issues, the question that most were asking is, what is the Quebec Liberal Party going to do to change the fact that indigenous people are treated like third-class citizens in a country where they are First Nations?
So let's go back to, well, we can go back, we can go way back when, but today is a day of reconciliation, first of all. So a good day to reflect. If we go back to what happened to Joyce Echaquan, or even before that, we all committed at the National Assembly that we would move forward from that point on. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we're not able to, because the fact that we don't even recognize systemic racism is the first step to establish the right dialogue. So the first thing we would do is to recognize the principle of Joyce Echaquan, principle that recognizes systemic racism, and that is a une feuille de route, that is a plan to say, let's focus on education, let's focus on healthcare, let's work together. So that's what a liberal government would do. We would start by doing that and work with people. When I heard, you know, the first debate, the one thing that I thought was most shocking is the comment of François Legault when he said, "Oh, Joliette, you know, I talked to the husband, it's all fixed." Like,
I know.
That's
my
how this
God.
Works.
Like,
I couldn't believe it.
I could not believe it. I'm like, but like, how? Like, you totally, but totally disconnected from what's going on and from what we have to accomplish. Mm-hmm. It is complicated. It goes really deep. Decades, centuries of history. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I called them.
One call saved it all.
I just called. Me around the way, and everything was solved.
So it is really something that you have to feel in your core values that you want to fight for, that you want to stand for. That's what I'm a daughter of immigrants, right? Making sure that we value everybody, making sure that we value diversity, that everybody's at the table. I mean, this is like my core values, right? That's what we would do. Maybe one more thing. Mm-hmm. It is important. And the last day of the campaign, I'm going to be in north of Quebec with Tununa Partouk, because there are lots of things happening in the indigenous communities that we don't see, because it's really far from here, but they still belong to Quebec.
They do, and there's no running water in a lot of communities. There's a lot of issues that we need to treat them. This is their land. Our people should be treated better. And when I'm seeing this, I'm like, how could we have no running water? I can't even imagine living. You know, we're not in a third world country. I lived in Nigeria for a few years. You know, I was doing programs over there. And, you have issues with running water. And we're here, not in a third world country. And people don't have running water to cook, to clean, to bathe their children. I don't understand.
No, it's crazy. I've been dying to ask you this question from since Wansel Ago said it. How does this play out when you guys are at the National Assembly, when you guys are at the Big House, we call it, when he's saying on media that there's no systemic racism in Quebec and you're black? Like what? Because I want the insights. When you're wrong, other politicians on your level, that's a pretty crazy statement. Because I'm black and I live in this, and I'm born here, and every day I deal with it.
And they say things that are completely way out of line all the time. I mean, this is. But you're talking about systemic racism. It's right. One thing. But the comments about immigration and violence.
Yeah.
The comments about like committing suicide if we welcome more people in Quebec. I mean, all those comments are like they're just one after the other. And that's what I'm telling people. That's all he does. He divides people constantly, constantly making those comments. And he can't hide behind, this week it was Jean Boulet, but he can't hide behind Jean Boulet. Jean Boulet is just saying something that is...
just crazy.
It's crazy, but he feels that he can say those things because like he hears also what the premier is saying that is really just as bad as what he said, right? So, you know, it just gives me even more reason to be in politics.
Yeah.
But I would love for people to see all this and say, okay, then we have to mobilize ourselves, then we have to go vote, then we have to, like here in NDG, we have to support Desiree McGraw and we have to support strong voices. That's why we need to get the vote out for people to say, we don't agree with this. There is a better Quebec. There is a better way to work together.
I personally believe we need change. You know, we've been doing it the same way for a long time. My feelings for Legault have always been, I've been very open about it for years. I've said it on the news many times when I was asked about how I feel about him and his policies and what he's doing and the lack there of what he's doing and the lack of respect that he has for individual human beings. I've been very open about it. For me, I look at you, I look at change, and that's what we need. We need a strong woman. We need a strong black woman to have that voice and create the change. I personally believe that's the opportunity we need to look at and say, you know what? You are looking and you have a lot to face and a lot to deal with because Legault has ripped apart and torn apart this province. And you know, what would you like to say to the black community? Because a lot of our listeners come from the BIPOC community. What would you say to them? Do their voices matter? Should they come out and vote? Because a lot of the time they're not educated enough or about politics. They don't know enough and they feel like, you know what, it's okay. Or they have children, like I have children over 18 years old. They already went to do their early voting. You know, because that's they crazy. Know me. I push them. I'm like, go vote. Get out there. Your voice matters.
I would say get involved. Get involved. Come and see, like, come and participate in the events that we have. Come and meet the younger generation of people that want to get involved. Yesterday, I was talking to a young woman called her name was Emily, and she said, like, how do we influence things? Right now, Emily, we're going to take your name down. You're going to come to the next event. You're going to participate. You're going to bring the issues that matter to you so we can put them in a program, make sure that you participate in events. I mean, this is what we need. Like, we need people to get involved, and we need people to go vote to make their voice heard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, listen, we got to vote, but I think we paid all the bills. I think I have enough time to play some games with you. We're going to play some games. So as Lambo sets up the game, I don't know if we're going to play this or that. You know, get to know you a little bit more on a personal level, but I want to ask you the toughest question ever.
Toughest question ever? I'm stressed. I'm all stressed out here.
The toughest question. I'm Haitian as well. My dad's Haitian and my mom is Grenadian. You're Haitian as well. There's a debate I have on the show and sometimes people get mad. So I was like, you know, maybe I shouldn't ask this. I don't want to distract voters, but I'm like, it's a funny thing. Who makes the best rice, Miss Anglade? Because I always say Haitians have the best rice.
But for sure. But there's no question about this. It's either du riz collé or du riz collé à sauce pois. I mean, one of the two.
Quelle sauce? Quelle sauce? Quelle couleur?
Ah, non, la sauce rouge. Là, la sauce pour les pois rouges.
See, Miss Anglais, she's fancy. She like the red sauce. that one's a little extra, Millie Mello. Ma chérie, now we can't get... do you like... I'm going to mess it up. The mushroom rice.
Oh, Jean Jean.
Riz Jean Jean.
My sister cooks phenomenal Riz Jean Jean.
I love
that. She's phenomenal.
I have a show coming in the fall called Cooking with Jock, where I go to different people's house and I cook. I'm coming to your house. I'm a Reese fiend. I'll rob a bank for some rice. I'll join the political party. I'll become a liberal. Who has the rice? Can you make a good rice, Miss Anglais?
I can make a good rice. Oh. Just for you. But you know, the Jean Jean rice, that's the thing. The Jean Jean rice, I think Jean Jean you can only find in Haiti. I mean, I've never seen anybody cook Jean Jean. Right.
Yeah, the mushrooms are expensive when it comes here. It's always the one that's marked up on the board when you go to the Haitian restaurant. They done marked out the original number. It doesn't go up every month. Do you make a griot?
Honestly, no, I
so,
can't.
So I'm going to turn back
so
to
maybe you. Even my sister can do this. I mean, this is pretty, like, my parents were really good cooks. Both of them were really good cooks. And unfortunately, I didn't take those qualities.
Well, you got the quality to lead, so we're in the right place. I don't know what game she's going to play. I'm just here for the jokes.
We're going to do this or that because I'm really intrigued because when we ask these questions, we play games with every one of our guests to get to know them a little bit better. And like this, people can get to know you a bit better. Smartest person in the world or the richest person in the world? What would you rather be?
Smartest.
over rich? Huh? Smartest over being rich?
But for sure. Mm-hmm. Because you can influence things. You can, I mean, if you give me two choices, I'll take the smart.
So that tells me she doesn't want to take no shortcuts. I'm going to give the Dr. Phil a response to the answers.
You see? Logic or emotion?
Mm. Emotion. Although I'm a logical person, I'm a very logical person.
I'm a very logical person.
But it's all about emotion. It's all about how you feel, how you make people feel emotion.
Speaking on second, I'm going to speak on an emotion. I'm always admired. All the fire you take and how you're just always smiling. Any picture you see, you're smiling. Anytime I see you on TV, you're smiling.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, our hip-hop community, you know, talk about, hey, I could deal with people not being with me. But on a political level, how do you deal with, when you wake up, there's thousands and thousands of messages against you. Like, how do you emotionally cope with all of that?
Because you know what you stand for. Mm. You know why you're in politics. Mm-hmm. You know the values that you want to bring. So... and it's also the way I was brought up. Like, you have challenges, you face them, and you move on, and you move on, and you stand up, and you move on. So that's just the personality that I have. And when you're aligned with your values, when you're aligned with why you're doing something, I think it's much better, you know? So you go and you keep fighting back. Until you win.
Until you win.
And then you work again.
She went to Marie France. Marie France, people that went to Marie France are really smart and everything's beautiful, so you're good.
I told you the first time I met Dominique Anglade is I met you at the BLM rally.
Yeah.
And I told you she's down to earth.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's always smiling, always, you know, and that's what I love about you is that you're like, you know what? It's going to, you know, it is what it is. I'm here to stay. I'm working hard. I'm here for the community. I get it. Because when I used to do my advocacy work, people are like, how do you take that? How do you stand up? I'm like, you just go. When it's in your blood, it's your passion. You just go after it. It doesn't matter what people say.
But everybody doesn't have that. So you guys don't understand. Yeah. Everybody doesn't have that. That's why I brought it up. To show people it's simpler than they think. It's all a mental state of mind.
But you know, when you get into this, it's not a, you know that it's not going to be easy. I didn't go in politics thinking, hey, this is going to be super easy. I'm going to leave the Liberal Party and that's going to be so easy for me, you know, it's going to be a walk in the park. I never thought that, right? I knew it was going to be tough and I decided to go anyway because I thought the fight was worth it and it is worth it.
Was it always your goal to be a leader of the Liberal Party or you're just like, you know, on va prendre ça comme ça vient?
On va prendre ça comme ça vient. No, I didn't think so at the beginning. At the beginning when I entered politics with the Liberal Party, I was elected MNA and then I became a minister. And no, I didn't think that I was going to be a leader of the Liberal Party. And then, you know, people would sort of start talking to me, said, you know, Dominique, you would be a good leader, and you're like, no, I don't think so. Maybe. Oh, you know, and if I were a leader, this is what I would do. And then, you know, it's something that you get, it's an idea that you have to get used to. It's not something that, like, I just knew from the get-go.
Okay. So you had no more. Just give it two more. I don't know who I gotta look at for the time. Are we good on time, Miss Anglade?
I don't know. Nobody's got.
No, we're done. So I'll just close up. Montreal, my city. We've been speaking with Quebec Liberal Party leader Mrs. Dominique Anglade. It's been a pleasure. You're really funny. It's good to know your personal.
You know what? I would love to come back. I was going to come back. This is a nice place. You know?
No, you'll meet the owner. He's downstairs, Shondell. Yeah, he's graceful enough to let us do our show from here every Friday. Yeah. It's much better than CKT. You know, no shame to McGill. It's just kind of dark over there.
Yeah,
you know,
we have a lot of lights.
I need windows. I need to be, and I want to be in my community. I want to be close to my people. But on Monday, we are voting for provincial elections. Please, people, let's come out and vote. Get informed. Understand who's the leader or your MNA of your riding. Miss Anglad, do you have any final words to the voters, prospective voters?
Go vote. Mm-hmm. Go vote. And go vote for the Liberal Party. Go for the Liberal Party because you're never going to get a leader that wants to work more with people, that's more dedicated. And if you want to organize events, I'm all for it. If you want to go for something that's really fun, I'm all for it. But at the end of the day, we have to unite each other. And it's the Liberal Party that can do this. Go vote.
Can we make a rager? If you win, you need to come back and we dance one compa song together.
Oh, we can dance regardless.
Hold on. I'm going to ask you the question.
Are you a good dancer?
Listen, we don't have enough time. I'm only half facing, so I'm working on my compa too.
We have a deal.
So if you win, you'll come back and we'll dance one compa song.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Now, y'all got to get out and vote. And you know how I feel, everybody.
Well, listen, her sister looks serious. Her sister looks like the rice is good. You know, it's always the serious Haitian sibling that have the good rice. I'm where the good rice is at. This has been beautiful, man. Thank you so much for saying that.
Thank you so much for having me.